Back up. Perez. Wilco makes a run ahead of it. Bergkamp suddenly changed pace through the centre. It's Bergkamp. That's magnificent. The move, and then this, which left Dabby's ass totally stranded.
Hello and welcome to Bergkamp Wonderland. With me tonight to have a little chit-chat about Arsenal v Luton is Stan, the man on the run in Canada. Oh, Stan, I've given it away.
All right, glad, good to be here. Hello to everyone that's joining us.
It's lovely to have you here again. We missed you last time because you were busy. I don't know what you were busy doing. Fighting demons.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, it's got to be done, hasn't it? So, you were so prepared for this show. You said to me before the show started, are we playing tomorrow?
Well, do you know why that is? Because when we have I hate these Tuesday, Wednesday games in the league because, you know, the time that we kick off, I'll be at work. So I kind of lose track a little bit with those games because I know that I'm not going to have a real opportunity to see it. With a Champions League game, I can get home and watch a replay, but I don't have that for the league game. So,
well, you've got no way of watching it at all?
No, I'm going to be working on I'm going to be teaching a class tomorrow, so it's going to be difficult to teach and watch a laptop.
Stan teaches classes of jiu-jitsu and pottery at the same time. It's
origami.
Messy. And it's complicated, but he's nothing if not determined. Let's see if anybody's actually joined us for this. Ah, we have old Stephen Selby. Hello, Cheeky. Tom Andrew is there. How do you, sir? Phil Macker, why aren't you asleep yet?
Right, Phil.
Size turned up.
Sorry.
And Tom says, hello, Stan. He's giving you a little one hand. That's all you get. Oh, here he is, the man who's been busy working at taking pictures of him, leaning back, posing in his Honda. It's Mr. Waffles. Buff Waffles is his nickname now because he's all buff because he's had a midlife crisis. He's got a Harley Davidson on order. He's going for the full perm.
And the chaps.
And the chaps, and you'll have a Bobby Perez little moustache and chin beard combo, which is... It's lovely. Phil says he's grand, Stan. Always up till 2. Well, I am watching a show at the moment, which is called Three Body Problem.
Bloody good, that.
Yes, I'm up to... I've just seen episode 5. I've got 3 more to go, which I'll watch tonight. Have you finished it?
No, I think I'm on episode 7 is the next one we've got. I don't know how many
episodes 8.
There are, but it's good.
Yeah, people have been slating it, though, when I mentioned it. But I don't think they understand the science and numbers and things, so there you go. Mr. Waffle said, ooh, Harleys are gross. Knowing you'll probably get a skateboard. Tom says, the shit got battered. What a lovely day. Yes, yeah, Spurs drew 1-1. It was did finish 1-1, didn't it? I think I was. I was watching it. And Mikel Antonio should have scored in the second half to have made it 2-1 West Ham, and he kicked it at the bloody keeper. What a tit. Right, we've only got half an hour for this, people. We need to get a wiggle on. Stan, the game, Arsenal v Luton Town. I think we all knew that. The competition is the Premier League. The date, Wednesday the 3rd of April. 7:30 for our Ellis in Norwich. It's 2:30 for Graham Denton in Detroit, Michigan, USA. That's a lot of words. It's 12:30 p.m. for Dave in Calgary. You know you are, Dave. It's 2:30 a.m. in Perth, Australia, midnight in Mumbai, India, and 3:30 p.m. in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. So, hello. I only know one person who watches this from Brazil. If you're in the UK, it's on TNT Sports 2, and if you want to listen to it, it's on Talk Sport Radio. Players out, Stan. We've only got one. Timber. Okay. Yeah, and Tom did a thing today, Tom Canton, the Goon Talk, a fine establishment, saying that Arteta had a little, in the press conference, mentioned something about he won't be available for any of our next 4 games. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I don't see any point in rushing him back. I mean, defence is an area where we seem to be fairly solid at the moment. So I don't see any reason why we need to rush this guy back. Let's let him settle in. I would imagine that there's probably going to be a couple of under 21 games arranged to help him out. We've done that already this season with a few people that needed to get fitness. So it wouldn't surprise me if we see that go on.
Yes, we have had a couple of clubs. We had a recent closed doors friendly with, and they beat us. Was it QPR we played?
Yes,
and they beat
that's
us 4-1.
Yeah,
only a couple of the players. I think Thomas Partey, that was the
Teabag
for him to come back.
Teabag featured.
Well, yes. Phil says he's watching Cheers at the moment. I started rewatching that from the beginning, and I was up to about episode 8, and that's all I got to. I've got so many I'm watching all the way through again. Right, the previous games v Luton Town, we've played 49, won 28, drawn 11, and lost 10. How, Stan, have we lost 10 games to Luton? Because you're a man of a similar vintage to me. Luton have been the perennial shit team. They have been the Stoke City, the who would be this, like, not Sunderland. Sunderland have had a couple of good runs. They're not a good team, are they, historically?
Well, you say that, Danny, but when we were backstage and I said, who's it we're playing again tomorrow? And you said Luton. Just before I said it, you said it. Every time I think of Arsenal v Luton, I automatically think of the Cup final in 1998. It wasn't the FA Cup, was it? It was the League Cup. So it's probably like a Littlewoods Cup or Milk Cup or something like that. I can't remember which, but
League Cup final.
League Cup, yeah. I feel like Rumbelows Cup or something like that. Littlewoods. Yeah. And we lost 3-2. And I'll always, you know, every time I think of Arsenal v Luton, that's the first one that comes into my mind because I just remember the day so well. I was at work, sat in a Land Rover all day watching watching Wolves because I was working at Woburn Safari Park and I was listening to it on the radio. And lovely. Everybody else who was working with me was taking the piss out of me because they knew how much I was an Arsenal fan.
And did you lock them in with the Lions and then
I should have
did it again?
I should have. Should have phoned them in with the Lions, yeah.
Shell Horizon on Twitter. Hey, Stan, hope all is well. I'm planning on travelling to the UK to watch Chelsea at home. Anyway, you can point me to the best place to find tickets. Cheers, mate. Can you?
Well, not really, because I live in Canada and I've not lived in the UK since I was like 15. I've had a couple of visits. Yeah, I've not lived in the UK since I left straight from school to the army, and I never really lived in the UK that much. Came back for a little while and then moved away full time. So I'm not really the best person to ask, unfortunately, Shell.
There are trying to get ones to Chelsea is going to be an absolute nightmare. There are loads available for Brighton away. Josh, who is a Brighton season ticket holder from ABW, Arsenal fan, but he's followed them ever since they were local team, since they were in the lower leagues. And he said there's loads going around. But for Chelsea, you've got very little chance of getting any for there, unless you're lucky. But don't buy them from a tout outside because they could be fake. Phil doesn't want to talk about the cup final. Best way to be. The first time we ever played Luton Town, Stan, 2nd of October, 1897. I remember you saying you were there. Luton Town 0, Arsenal 2, in Division 2. The first 12 of the first 14 times we played Luton, we beat them, and the other two we drew. So considering that long run, the amount of games that we drew and lost to them, once you take away the original 14, it's not good. Last three times we were at home to Luton Town, Stan, you know, this is going to warm the cockles of your heart. Are you ready? The last time, 27th of August, 1991. Arsenal 2, Luton 0. Goals from Alan Smith and Paul Merson.
Wow.
One before that. I don't know if I was at any of these. I forgot to check up. The 29th of August, 1990, Arsenal 2, Luton 1. Goals from Mickey Thomas and Paul Merson again. And the three games ago, 16th of December, 1989, on the way to winning our first league championship since 1970-71, Arsenal 3, Luton 2, goals from Alan Smith, Brian Marwood and Paul Merson. So last three games against Luton at home, Paul Merson scored in all three of them. Do you think there's much chance that he will score in this one?
No.
No? No. You've ruined my vibe there.
You know, every time I think about Luton as well, do you know the other memory that I have after the cup final is when they beat getting relegated one season and David Pleat went running onto the pitch in that beige flared suit.
Yes, flapping his arms
up and down and with his arms and that and skipping about the pitch. That was a funny sight.
Great days.
It wasn't long after that, though, that he got picked up and arrested for curb crawling, I believe, in and around the Luton area, which I remember
if only the people who did stuff at Arsenal would have made a t-shirt about that. Great days. Phil says, I always imagine Stan causing trouble in North London back in the day.
Well, you're kind of close, but it was more South London because that's where I'm from.
Well, there you go. Don't give too much away. Remember, you're on the run. Cockend on Twitter says, all right, chaps, got to beat those Luton Town slags tomorrow. Oh, dear. Very good. Right, let's have a look at Mikel Arteta's record against Luton. Played 1-1-1. And Mikel Arteta's record against Rob Edwards. Played 1-1-1. Very little meat on that bone, Stan.
Very little meat on that bone. But I was reading, I saw something, I didn't read the whole thing, but they were talking about tomorrow's fixture. I was reading it maybe on the bus this morning. And they were and the Luton manager was talking about how he's got about 13 players that are out.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know if he's, I mean, that's basically a first 11 and a few subs. So, I mean, Luton should be an easy fixture, but this is a team that does battle. They do try to put in a shift and they do try to have a go. It's not a foregone conclusion that it should be, you know, 3 points in the bag against Luton because they are capable of scoring a goal. You know,
Thomas Locklear ruled out. Amari Bell ruled out. Marvelous Nakamba ruled out. Elia Adebayo ruled out. Oh, that's good. He's their top goal scorer. Albert Sambi Lokonga ruled out, not available, can't play against us. Dan Potts, who does the Arsenal podcast, ruled out. Mads Anderson ruled out. Ogbeni ruled out. Osho, 25% chance. Alfie Doherty, 50% chance. Chong, on loan from Man United, scored against, was it Spurs last week? Late fitness test. Reece Burke, late fitness test. And Jacob Brown ruled out. Bloody hell, Stan, 13 players. And, I thought, we'd had more. No, that's Bournemouth. We've still only got the one. So that's good. But the last time we played Luton, that was a ding-dong of a game, wasn't it?
Say again, the what, sorry?
It was a ding-dong of a game.
Yeah, it was. It was a ding-dong of a game. And this is what I mean, you know, that, yes, we should be able to get 3 points against Luton, but they aren't going to make it easy. So when we look at our lineup tomorrow, ideally, we would like to try and rest some players, but we can't go too mad in that area because I think that when we put too many second-string players on in the same team, it doesn't matter who our opponents are. We make life difficult for ourselves. So he's going to have to play it cute. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a foregone conclusion about the league, so we still have to be cautious. And I would probably start with a fairly strong team and try to get ourselves in a position where the game is coasting. And there's no way back for Luton as early as we can get there. And then we got an opportunity to then start gradually. We've got 5 substitutions. We can gradually start taking people out of greater importance and putting more of the second string in to try and finish the game out. That's how I would approach it. Rather than starting off with a team full of second stringers, and then the wheels fall off and then we're scrabbling about trying to like push people from the first team on to rescue us. It looks like it's a bad look. I'd rather try it the other way.
Makes sense. Get the job done, then rest them.
Yeah.
Take 5 of the little buggers off. Mr. Waffles said, I thought the old rode mooses everywhere. He's banned from driving a moose. We won't talk about that. If he tried to milk one, he wasn't.
He's talking about Canada. He's surprised that we have buses and stuff over here.
I know. Well, you go on the crack bus, don't you?
Yeah, every crack bus. It's horrible. the things I see on that bus, Danny,
is that a separate podcast on its own?
It is.
Tom says Raya had a bad game that day. We should have beat them 5-0. We should have done. Phil says Raya had a meltdown at Luton. Tom says Liverpool will try to beat Sheffield United heavily for the goal difference. Liverpool, Man United at the weekend. Put your money on Man United to at least get a point because that's how jammy they are. Phil says, agreed, Stan. It never works in reverse. Right, what else have we got here? A few players, Stan. Put your hand up if you recognise all the people at home on the bus, having a poo, walking the dog, filling or emptying the dishwasher. Matt Macy, players that have played for both Arsenal and Luton. Matt Macy, Matt Upson, John Hartson.
Oh, Matthew Upson. I'm a Matthew Upson, centre-back.
Paul, I had, because you couldn't make the preview last time, I had Mike Hertz on, and I said Paul Dickov, and he thought it was a made up name. He said, I don't know if you're joking with me there, Paul Dickov. Anyway, Dickov.
You thought he was making an offer.
Hey, cheeky monkey. Paul Dickov and Steve Williams. He left Arsenal to go and play for Luton after the League Cup final. We're not talking about that. Charlie Patino and Jack Wilshere were both at the Luton Academy. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Nor did I. Well, there you go. Luton Town are currently 18th in the Premier League. 43 of your English points behind Arsenal with 22 points. That's not a bad tally for them, considering I said they'd go down with 0 points. Luton Town's record this season, all competitions, played 36, won 8, drawn 8, lost 20, scored 52, conceded 72. Their top goal scorer is Elia Adibayo. Yep, not wearing glasses. 9 goals in 23 Premier League games. And I'm sure he was one of the players that has played at every level for that club, from the Conference all the way up to the Premier League. I know they've got one player that's done it, possibly two. But he was a monster against us. I think he might have scored in the game at their place. Let's have a look at the current form. We've played 5, won 4, drawn 1, scored 17 in 5 games. Considering we had a 0-0, wow, that's impressive. So scored 17,
conceded 2. It would be good if we can use tomorrow to continue to raise our goal difference. And, you know, it'd be nice if we can get, 3 goals tomorrow. Something like that would always help.
Yeah, because goal difference is going to be worth a point at the end of the season. And at the moment, we're on 46. Liverpool are on 40. They're playing Sheffield United. We're playing Luton. We're both playing two of the worst teams in the leagues. And scroll up a little bit. Oh, no, they're playing on Thursday. They're at home and we are away. Ooh, Chelsea, Man United. That's going to be a good game. What else is there? Current form. So we've scored 17 in the last 5 games. They've played 5, won none, drawn 2, lost 3, scored 8 and conceded 11. Wow. So I thought I'd have a look at their current form. Their away form in the Premier League, 2-1 at Spurs, 4-3 they lost at Bournemouth, 1-1 at Crystal Palace, lost 4-1 to Liverpool, 4-4 at Newcastle.
4-4, Jesus.
In that game, did they take the lead? They were at one point 4-2 up with half hour to go. Ross Barkley scored, Adebayo scored, and then Trippier and Harvey Barnes scored. Newcastle have had a few of those when they've come back, but they are a team that like a lot of goals. As we saw in the game at their place, Dan, we went 1-0 up, Martinelli 20 minutes. They scored in 25 with Osho. Then Jesus scored not just before half time. Then they scored 2 quick goals, 49 and 57, to make it 3-2 to them. Kai scored on the hour to make it 3-3. And then the 96th minute, Declan Rice whacks in a goal, one of the most important goals that could be in this season's title run, to make it 4-3, because not picking up 3 points at home and away against those is not acceptable, is it?
It isn't, but it does show you, though, when you read through the sequence of events in that game, is that we can't take them for granted, which is why we can't be arrogant and go out there with a load of second stringers to start the game, because we could find ourselves getting undone.
Well, the starting 11 for that game was Raya in goal, Wyatt, Saliba, Gabriel and Kivior at centre-backs and full-backs, Ødegaard, Rice and Havertz in midfield. That was Havertz version 1.0. We're up to Havertz version 1.3 now. He's much, much better. Saka on the right, Martinelli on the left and Jesus up front. That's our best 11. Wow.
I don't know if it is. I mean, some would argue that taking out Jesus, maybe putting in Jorginho and moving Havertz into Jesus's position. I think a lot of people seem to be favouring that at the moment.
True. I'd be very happy with that. It says Raya got a 4.1 and he's got 2 big E's above his name for error. So, yeah. Not good. How long have we been going? 20 minutes. Phil says Dickov was the Eddie Nketiah of his era. Phil says, I love to see Danny get an announcer's job at the United Nations. I've got a passport now. I haven't had one for quite a while. And Waffles says, I remember jumping around like an idiot when that shot went in. I think I might have used the C word at one point, at many points during that game. Well, what we need to do now is some predictions from the people watching the show. It says here that there's 99 watching on Twitter. There's probably 14 watching on YouTube, and there's 2 on Facebook. So can you lovely people put your prediction, put Arsenal, then the score, and then Luton? If you don't put it that way around, it makes it really hard for me speed reading them if you put 3-1 the Arsenal. Makes it harder. So be kind to an old man. I'm not wearing my glasses. I've got a poorly neck. I'm back on my meat diet because I went off it for Easter, and oh, was I aching. All that poison food. Anything else you should we should talk about of this Luton game, Stan? It is a foregone conclusion, isn't it? We should be. Well, as with our form, them with their form, we're at home. We should be smashing 5,000 at least, shouldn't we?
We should be, yeah. We can't take things for granted. Everybody's got to do, you know, everyone's got to do their jobs still. We can't be complacent about it. But you'd like to think that this is a fixture that we should be able to breeze through and collect another 3 points.
You would hope so. And I that's what I want.
I do think as well, just looking when we were talking about lineups, that this would be, I think, would be a good game to try and get more minutes into Thomas Partey's legs. Because even though we can't rely on this guy, when he's firing on all cylinders and at his best, he's a good footballer. So he could definitely help us in the last, 9 games now to the end of the season. So we need to get minutes into those legs. And we also, I think, we need to get some minutes into Teabag's legs. And maybe ESR's legs.
If we go and have a look at our fixtures, then the last one was Man City. Was Teabag on the bench? Because Tomiyasu, Partey, Trossard, Martinelli all came off the bench. Oh, he was. Yeah, he was on the bench. Him, Zinchenko, Ramsdale, Smith Rowe. They called him Zeke Rowe. Zeke Rowe, Barnett forward. There you go. And Eddie, the invisible, and Nketiah. Yes. So I think some of those players will need a run out, because we have now got a game every few days. We've got one on the 3rd, the 6th, the 9th, the 14th, the 17th, 20, 23, 28. My God. Hente was saying the other day, it's a game every, I think, 3.8 days.
Even somebody like Rhys Nelson is going to need to get some minutes into their legs, because you never know when they may be called upon.
Super, give us your prediction. Who hasn't given us a prediction yet? We have got Cy, Mr. Waffles, Tom, Phil. Come on, there's got to be someone in the chat who hasn't given a Clockend. Are you still there on Twitter, Clockend? Need your prediction. Shell Horizon, if you're there on Twitter, put your prediction in. Stefan's gone a bit quiet. He's there early. He's got probably be up for work in the morning, hasn't he, poor lad? Oh, here we go. Super's put his one in there. Lovely jubbly. And I'm going to go to my here and just make a couple of notes while I'm waiting for you people to come and put your predictions in the chat. Because if you don't, then I forgot. No one reminded me the last time to go and listen to the predictions for the Man City game. I predicted 1-1. Femi predicted 0-0. Femi is wise. It's known amongst us Arsenal fans, it's known that Femi is wise. So there you go. We need some more predictions. Otherwise, it's just going to be you 5 plus me and Stan. And that's not much of a clip for Twitch, is it? Might have to get Stan to go and ask Mrs. Stan to come in and give a prediction.
Mrs. Stan isn't here.
Well, that's one less we're going to get. Ask the, have you got any animals you can ask?
Yeah, I've got a cat.
Well, we might have to resort.
No.
I've got 5 of the fuckers. And I might pick one of them up and squeeze it until I get a sound out of it. Then I'll just make that sound like something that important. Right, I'm waffling here. Right, here we go. I'm going to do the predictions because there's not enough people. There's only 5 people that have done it. This is what we get for doing it late night. I've already done that one. Right, so I'm going to have a moment of silence from the congregation, and then I will... So I can see the gap. Where's it going to be? If I write down the minutes, it'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it, Sam? Rather than looking for it later. So 24:30. There we go. Click on save. And then I will read the predictions. Here are the listeners' predictions for Arsenal v Luton Town on Wednesday night at 7:30. Phil Macker, Arsenal 7, Luton 0. Revenge for the cup. Tom Andrew, Arsenal 5, Luton 0. Mr. Waffles, Arsenal 4, Luton 0. Sigh. Off his trolley as usual. Arsenal 6, Luton 8. One day, they're going to come true. Super has gone Arsenal 5, Luton Town 0. Emile Smith-Rowe, hat-trick. Any latecomers? Absolutely not. Oh, Super says Bowie, his animal, predicts 3-0. Okay, Stan, what's your prediction?
I'm going to go with Arsenal 4, Luton 1, and I will caveat that with a teabag hat-trick.
Dirty boy. I'm going to go Arsenal 8, Luton Town 0. We are going to be one goal away from equaling the Premier League record for the most number of goals in a game. And I'm going to put Saka and Martinelli and Havertz all a hat-trick each.
Have you ever noticed when they when they put the scores up on the BBC, if a team ever scores 9, do you ever notice that they have 9, the number, and then they write it out in letters and put it in brackets in case you don't believe it. It's like 9, yes, we mean 9, and then you have the score of the other team.
That's very true, and they don't have the bloke doing it anymore, the man with a slightly Scottish accent. Super says he stopped licking his ding-dong long enough to give his score. Well, you know, your ding-dong does need attention at times, especially if you're a cat and a male one at that. Right, Stan, I think we have done more than enough here. We have done 26 minutes, and that's wonderful. You said you've got half an hour. We've gone 2 minutes over. Not going to say because you were late.
I'm off to the barbers now for a trim.
Oh, nice. Taking it all off again?
No, just a little trim. Got a presentation this week, so I want to look. I want to look a bit businesslike, a bit smart.
Lovely. Right, we will be back for the post game show tomorrow night. It will be Deke and me, and then they've got a podcast this week. I think it is going to be me, and Josh, and Nick, and Melvin, and then Josh is doing a preview show for the Brighton game on Friday, and then it'll be Deke and me on Saturday for the post game show. So there you go. That's all your stuff. It's going to end this with a Steve and Dave. Bring us a little bit of luck. Stanley, you have been wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
It was a joy. Thank you much, everybody who's watching. The predictions will be on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, Facebook Reels. Oh, I've lost track of what's going on now. So we'll see you all later. Up the Arsenal.
As soon as I scored that goal, I was fucking livid.
Get down, dog. Splendid business.
He nearly caught the bloody thing. What are you talking about?
So I've just eaten a full quiche. Well, you don't often see them at Ibb, so when you see them in the supermarket, they need to be swagged, microwaved immediately, and get the brown sauce on and bosh, Bob's your uncle.
Never in doubt.